The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
You gotta look at it, bro. When you
look, I ain't perfect, I ain't afraid to show my
hands
in my life when I was trying to mold it.
See, I was living life with others, but I never felt right. Look, he got right to it. Here with it. I was like, see,
I
got
came on the shoe. I would have did the same.
Nah, because how they was acting on my man,
hat, and it felt like a race walk, so I just had to get in there. Thank you. Even over the camera, I'm like, wow, shit, I wish I was there, bro. I would help on out.
Right, because you didn't see that, like, my hands
on ass. Enough.
Right.
Within my grasp. They would have been asking about it. I still felt last while I'm running through this pain, sitting in my past. Pressed about the time because somebody spilled my shit. And ain't this a bitch? I'm the one that got a mop it. My life been on spare change, straight out of pocket. Now I'm trying to turn from the bulb to the socket. And value to my words and become a true prophet. Turn my network into something with net worth. Diving into this passion. Singing and rapping, maybe a film or two, but never acting. No more having bags while I posture myself for people who truly just aren't good for my health. No more self-sabotaging to be treated like an option. This is why I had them situationships popping. People pleasing, attention seeking made me an option for a narcissist that just wanted some dick dropping. If it wasn't for the scars, we could have been locked in. But I had to learn to move forward, no stopping. It's all about me, watch as I get it popping. Like a couple colonels sitting on the stove top, and let's go.
I've been waiting way too long, but now I am choosing me. No stopping now.
I'm like, hold on, wait.
I be hearing you singing, I'm like,
is this it?
I ain't even know. I'm like, this is nice.
In the beginning, but I'm like, hold on, wait. It sounds like some Kendrick shit. I'm like,
I thought it was a radio.
I'm like, wow, that's bro. I had to listen to that shit.
Yeah, I thought it was a radio. That's what I'm like, who are you talking about?
Nah, that's dope. I fuck with that shit. What's that shit called?
Honesty Hour.
Honesty Hour.
Yeah.
Dope. That's perfect. That's perfect. Because that's some smooth shit.
Yeah.
Gotta play this shit with these bitches in the car.
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
Honesty Hour.
Honesty. Cut that shit off. I'm living my truth. Shit, I'm need up.
Word. Funny as fuck.
Yeah. But let's do an introduction so everybody knows who's in the room, you know what I'm saying? Another episode of the Guap Times, you know what I mean?
Bow surprise.
Holla. I'm the honorary host for today, you know what I mean? shout out to Brother Holiday Hove, you know what I'm saying? I'm the honorary host for today. You know your boy Cass, aka the confident one. Another episode here of the Guap Times present Chestnut Checkers. We got a special guest for y'all
best
today.
Best move.
Checkmate.
Make your next move your best move.
Holla.
You see more, drink water, you know. The usual tips we tell y'all to do, you know.
Regular.
Oh yeah, but for this week, y'all, stay strong for your mental health. Stay strong with your mental health, and you know what I mean? If we have any issues with our mental health, you know what I mean, check into that, and okay, you know what I mean?
Word.
If you need help, seek help.
Holla.
You know, don't be too proud to say it.
Close mouths, don't get fed.
Say you fucked up, say you stressing.
Like, oh, we're saying, another podcast brought to you by Loud 3.5.
Gaslight 3.5.
And GOD, you know, go for instruction.
Regular
shit. But I'm going to start off, and, you know, I'll be casting over the confident one. You know what I mean? We're going to spin it around, going to the left around.
You already know it's everybody's favorite neighborhood cousin.
Hilarious.
Cousin Streeta. Back at it again with another one.
He's funny as fuck. You know, it's your favorite neighborhood herbalist. You know, we outside every day, all day. Long live Za. Fucking, let's have a good interview today. Get this shit popping.
Leaped off. Papa leaped off.
It's your boy, Keys, to get you right in this bitch once again. Shout out my boy, Shabba. Delicious. With the pepper sauce.
You know what I'm saying? That shit
hot. This shit good. It's hot, but it's good.
Shabba.
That shit flavor.
For real. Shabba delicious. Shout out my boy, you know what I'm saying?
That shit gonna actually
slam it.
Shabba.
I'm gonna tell you one thing, though. That shit gonna burn a hole. That shit gonna burn a hole in your toilet. We'll see. Bruh.
Muy caliente.
Yo. Look, I'm gonna tell you how I ate it, right? I ate it with some. I ate it with some cauliflower. I ate it with some cauliflower. Tape tops,
hey,
right?
With vegetables, of course.
Bro,
the
toilet.
Right.
No.
That
right.
Ain't holding no.
It don't go with that. That shit was hot.
Give me some wings. I bet you it ain't gonna give me no problem.
Bro, that shit gonna run a hole in your toilet.
Come on, we met Kyle.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and it's your boy Kyle. I'm here.
You got anything you want to shout out?
Oh, man. Just the album, man.
Go get it.
You know, Rebirth and Revelations is out on all streaming platforms. That's your title. Your Apple Music, Deezer. Yeah, anywhere. Go listen to it. YouTube Music, all that. But yeah, let me know how you feel about it. Talk to me. I'm available. Cal Austin Music is where you can find me on IG and all that. So DM me, tell me what you think.
Word.
That boy can sing.
He can sing. That boy can sing. Oh,
he good, ain't he?
That boy good. That boy good.
Sexual
chocolate.
Sexual
chocolate.
There you go.
Randy Watson. Randy Watson.
Now we'll watch Coming to America. It was on earlier too.
That's hilarious.
That's one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies of all time.
So I don't think I really don't feel like they should have made a second one.
Well, that shit was kind of funny.
Yeah, no, it was
Coming to America too.
It was unnecessary.
I didn't watch it because I didn't want to waste my time.
Good.
I knew that it'd fuck it up. Some movies I watch, I'm not even touching it. I know what you're doing.
It wasn't on.
Carlito's Way 2, I'm not even going to think about it. Belly 2, I'm not going to think about
bro.
It. I'm going to let that shit fly away.
Carlito 2 was terrible.
I let all that shit fly away.
I don't even know what he made it
to. I don't even put, because once Trevor, once you put it, because once you watch it, you're going to automatically compare it. And you go, trash.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made the Godfather 2 so dope. You're like, okay, let's see you top that. You go, whoa.
Nah, Godfather 2 was dope.
That's why they're gonna do it again. Godfather 3, but it's different because it's a different time.
But a lot of times it changes because they change the characters too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Godfather did it good because they put the time ahead. They wasn't just
sometimes
staying in modern time. They were doing
give you that same energy as the old.
They try to do the shit the same time frame. Like, wait a minute, how you got where you go? And it don't work.
That's like how they changed the Batman like thousands of times.
I hear they had a dude from Twilight.
Word.
His name Matthew Pattinson.
I don't even care.
Oh, you talking about Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson.
Oh, yeah. I think
it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad as a movie, but I just can't see him as Batman.
Nah, he's not a Batman to me.
I was mad
when you showed me him as a vampire. He's a vampire. Don't make him Batman.
Nah, word.
The dude that's what messed Batman up. I don't know if it was a bad movie.
When they had George Clooney on him, it was like, come on.
Yo, I think they got his Batman now.
I think Christian Bale was the best Batman.
Horrible.
Our generation.
Christian Bale and Michael Keaton was the best one.
Fuck yeah, dude, who they got playing Batman right now? Ben Affleck. Bro.
Ben Affleck is Ben Affleck in every movie. He's just playing himself.
Ben Affleck.
You always think it's Ben Affleck. You never think of him.
Ben Affleck. I'm the dead.
I'm in the town. I'm robbing your bank. Oh, Ben Affleck robbing my bank. And you fucking my girl. Help me. What the fuck?
It was him and J-Lo. They did it together.
That's really how it be, though. He be like, yo, what the fuck? So now...
No, some actors, they like... It's like they got a way in the game because they're not believable.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I think transition-wise, I think when Kevin Hart did that movie...
You talking about the joint with him and Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, I think that was a dope ass.
That was pretty good, but
that was dope.
He was not.
It wasn't. The only thing that got. Only thing that was dope was because Wesley was in
Kevin
it.
Other than Kevin Hart.
Nah,
that's
bro,
what I'm saying.
The whole time I'm laughing because he's trying to be serious,
but he's trying.
Always.
Right. We go. Nah, when he strangled my man and he did that, yeah, fuck you. I'm like, yo, I can't. You're murdering somebody and it's funny.
It's funny. Yeah.
Like, you supposed to be on some shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say why.
He always presented himself as a clown.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's hard to not be a clown when you've been a clown. It's different about being funny.
You know, being a clown.
You be funny,
right?
You're not being a clown. When you're a clown,
Robin Williams.
I want to laugh at you.
Robin Williams.
I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you.
Robin Williams is believable, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Robin Williams could be funny as hell.
Bernie Mac was.
But then he was funny as hell,
but you always did him as a serious ass dude.
Because everything
but he says
he
something
said,
funny. That's what made it funnier. Because you're like,
he was dead ass.
And his comedy wasn't like a lot of his body movement. It was just the shit. He said how he delivered it. It wasn't too jokey. Exactly. It was like Kev always let you know, I'm short. I'm little. And it's like, I gotta do all this. So when you start doing that, it turns to a gig.
He's the kind of gig. When you go to family reunion, because right. you know he's gonna tell you
exactly.
He's funny as hell. He's gonna have you. He's gonna
be the funny one. Funny one to family reunion. Funny one to funeral. He has a niche.
Right.
And it's for that. When you try to be serious.
You can't be taken serious.
For him to be serious, he'd have to change his demeanor on camera. Right. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, he can't do none of this.
No, all that shit, it's his go-to. It's like a second nature for him.
Some people did it. Jamie Foxx did it.
Yeah.
But Jamie's a one. Jamie's...
You can't see that.
One different.
Jamie Foxx is
doing
it. He started
up as
an
actor. No, what I'm saying is, it's not even that.
Jamie Foxx is way more talented than he is because he's well-rounded.
But nobody ever expected him to do Collateral. Nobody ever expected him to do Ray. That shit came out of nowhere. Think about it. Jamie can play comedy and act.
And he does them all
Kevin
well.
Kevin Hart can't all do all that.
But nobody thought Jamie could do it, he did it. Nobody ever saw that come out.
Yo, no,
ever.
He was doing all the shit.
He doing goofy shit.
But look, it's
when he did it, the Miami Vice, we're like, okay.
Yeah.
He did Collab, we started watching it, he did Ray like. Oh, Jamie, he's doing serious shit.
Right?
I think the only clowns he really did was Shanaynay.
I think Ray really put him out there. Jamie Foxx's show showed a little different thing.
I feel like
Jamie Foxx and Martin Lawrence started that whole men in dressing.
Nah, they did. Old Wilson did that shit. That was 70 years ago. That shit been around. They've been doing that shit. That's probably the first time you saw it. What was it? Maybe. I forgot his name.
That's my great uncle. When they was doing that shit a long time ago, bro.
It was a gimmick to them.
Because you understand, it was a joke.
Yeah.
I'm acting like a chick. Until it was like, we gonna master this unit.
Until it became Madea.
Yeah.
Because it became outdo each other.
Right. It became for a check now. Alright, we're doing this shit for a check. They're gonna give me this.
That's how you get on.
Who said that? What's his name? Marlon Wayans, whatever his name. He said that he was in like some type of movie casting or whatever, and he had the option to get paid more money if
he had to dress up
like a female and all that stuff. I think it was for white chicks.
Yeah.
And they was telling him how they paid them extra money if they were to do this or do that, rather than just playing a regular acting male or something.
But you know what it is too? That like Hollywood is very predictable. Weird. They squeeze the life out of a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember the era where everything was in 3D?
Like, every movie came out in 3D. Every Disney movie. Everything had to be 3D.
It was like, that's their gimmick. Like right now, even right now, you look at the Marvel Universe, right?
Yeah.
Them, Fast and Furious, and maybe, like, John Wick, were the only franchises that, like, they started a while ago, and they were set to be like a franchise movie.
Yeah,
everybody else, niggas was, oh, let's do Coming to America 2. Let's bring this shit back. Let's add a third. It's a gimmick. Niggas are just at that point. They chasing a check. So now it's like that's the popular thing. So because they did, there was supposed to be a movie. They did the Dracula movie, and there was supposed to be, they did the Invisible Man.
Yep, yep,
but it was supposed to be like a the Halloween Monsters like universe.
Right.
They did The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Yep. That was supposed to kick off that universe. Yep, when it didn't do well, they had to redo it again with The Invisible Man. That one, they may still do it again. And now they're talking about trying to bring back a Dracula. It's because these niggas is gimmicky.
Yeah, yeah. They're not creative. Dracula movie that's coming out or whatever. It's about him on the ship. Before they landed or whatever, how he killed everybody on the ship and shit. Yeah. Whatever.
But that's what Hollywood do. They one gimmick. If it's a dress, they're gonna try and get everybody in dress. If it's let's make everything a sequel. If it's let's make everything 3D. And then when we get tired of it, they find something else.
Yeah, that's
what they do. They be on that bullshit.
Thousand vampire movies.
Right. There was
Twilight. That's so crazy because all these movies came out around the same time. Twilight, fucking Hunger Games, and what other movie was it? It was I could say Harry Potter because Harry Potter was going on for a long ass time.
And again, that's one of the ones that was on its own. That's been a franchise.
The books carried that shit a long way.
The books still popular right now.
Yeah, they still making books.
I watch the movies. I read most of them books.
I read the books about the movie, it's way more detailed.
The book is better than the movie.
I can't get into the movie, man.
I don't take it as serious, I just watch how it looked, the visual. I don't believe in it.
Remember when I was younger and I had the book movie at church, they tried to take it from me into one that's witchcraft.
Yeah, I don't believe in none of it. I just watch it for what it is. It's like wrestling. I just like that
fact that it's a good looking movie.
Got good graphics. Like, oh, this is cool.
Like, man, this is fiction.
This nigga got a twig and light come out the bitch. I ain't never picked up a twig and shit came out of it. I think I'm good.
Listen, we all know these things. Hogwarts ain't real. Wakanda ain't real.
Wakanda real.
The closest is the Congo.
The closest to Wakanda is
the motherland. That's the closest to it because they talking about some damn vibranium. What's the only thing you can find in that?
That's what I'm about to say. The Congo is where currently they are everything. The metal that's in this bitch right here comes out of the Congo. But because
they can get it from.
Yeah, they only can get it out of there. And that's the thing is, That's why Africa fucked up because they ain't stopping that money train. But that's a different conversation.
That's why they changed it. Why do you think Russia forgave all them debts?
Yeah.
Right. They know them African countries not giving that money up no more. They cut France. They cut them like fuck it. Come if you want it, come get it. We ain't giving that shit no more. The Caribbean did that and then they said fuck it. You ain't got to pay it. That's from Caribbean. But they own all that shit now. They got all that revenue is going to them now. A lot of them Barbados. Yeah. They was paying that shit to them foreign ass countries now. A lot of them own all that shit. That's why you watch the soccer shit. They saying kill all the farmers. They've been doing that. I read a book, right? They've been to that land. You see on internet getting punched in the face. Atlanta. What you mean? Nah, you gotta get this shit.
Oh, you talking about this?
They've been supposed to get it. It's over. They like,
they're not playing. They're not playing at all. That's because how you got that land was in blood.
You got it in blood. You got to cough that up, and everybody like, no, my grandfather, fuck your granddaddy, give me that shit.
This reparations.
No, but it is. That's what it looks like over there.
It is. It's basically like that. It's like, you gotta get that up. We make money off this shit now.
Right. You came here off some, we gonna take your shit and turn it into our shit.
You made a lot of money.
We're taking it back, nigga. And they're like, no, that's why they couldn't. That's why they didn't win in court. Fuck you too. Give me my shit back.
They couldn't win in court because, like, you really did this shit.
Son, they told the people.
In America, we ain't got no history for that. You being an African or American, that ain't a real. You ain't tied to nothing.
Nah,
you're not. So they don't count reparations because you're not tied to nothing. Yeah. Over there, you Kenyan. They know you Kenyan. Yeah, so they can't deny that. So when you come in, they're like, how do you get this? Oh, we know you can't fight it. Over here, black people have all this. You got it. You can't. We history have. Even the blacks that have been here before that shit started, that's the Native Americans, they destroyed your history. So you can't even claim. They get in somewhere.
If you ain't got your shit DNA'd and tied to it, even that DNA shit iffy because they go is based off of what you send in. So if a thousand motherfuckers send in a bunch of different DNAs and some motherfuckers match, it's just gonna show that, oh, you motherfuckers are slaying somebody.
It's not gonna work because you gotta look at all the black people in America.
You gotta look at the majority of us do.
But if you look at the black people in America that dated and made it with each other, them
I know lines been
crossed. Them tribes.
Oh no, we all probably do because we didn't. Somebody got raped.
The lines got
a boring thing to say, but that's real. That's just what
it is. If you ever hear a last name of Jenneret, white as fuck.
You
heard
the name.
That bro.
Even when you hear Jackson Johnson, remember there was a Andrew Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Jackson, so like, even when you hear Jackson, you're like, oh, that's a Samuel Jackson. That's a black ass name. No, it's not. Andrew Jackson, nigga.
There's a lot of slaves.
You know what I mean?
He's putting a lot of belly warmers in houses.
That's it, bro. That's exactly what we're doing.
Now where we going? Because I know you cooking up some shit. Where we going?
Oh yeah, we talking about the Tampa Bay mayor. Jane Castor, that was fishing out in the Florida Keys and found 70.
They planted that. When you ever hear about a lady finding anything, only thing women
that shit
find
straight to the streets.
The only thing women find is shit that they don't need to find. And when you ever hear about a woman mayor finding anything. Never.
It's Florida, man.
That's shit. Florida. I understand how possible. No, I'm not surprised right neither.
It's Florida.
But when you...
They find keys in the ocean all the time.
Word. Always.
And I mean, remember, that's... Right? How close to Cuba?
That's right.
You know what I mean? You don't know whose operation that was. You don't know whose operation that was.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's a dude that they just... They
the 37 keys right there, bro.
It's another dude they just said that he's more prolific than Escobar. They just smoked him the other day.
Griselda Blanco was more powerful than that.
Nah, we talking about...
Recently.
Yeah, a lot of people have
over had a whole country on the roads, bro.
He built a jail.
And he went to his own jail.
And he was the only one to exit in and out of that bitch. Ain't nobody do that.
The only reason he got there killed him because he keeps killing people in the jail.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
if he wasn't doing that,
getting his whack.
He put his own jail in there. Like, leave when he wants, when he wants. He started killing guards. Like, they were disrespecting him. And then he got back and like, we gotta get down. He wild now.
Throwing
a
hell of hits.
Look, whoever's signature is a butterfly, that nigga is steaming right now.
He's on the phone like,
what you say? What?
Fuck out of
here. Find it immediately.
No.
It's gone.
Watch, I don't know if some... Look.
You're fucking dead.
If it's somebody with the juice, Florida about to get real messy. If it's somebody with the juice...
Looks like the mayor.
The mayor's going to be like, I don't know what happened. We lost it in translation.
Like, he's
going
to get killed.
Something going... If it's somebody with the juice. Now, if it's just a random nigga that got lucky...
Most likely that's some old
fucked
shit,
up. Yeah, but that's the other thing, too. It could be somebody that had the juice and they retired. They
got so much work. That shit's like, what, we just chalk that up? Everybody threw it out the plane.
Bro, no lie. Was a real life.
Everybody threw it out the plane. A lot. Only coming and chasing it, throw out the plane. They never found it.
Yo, how much?
In the Evergreen. Shit, like,
we only in August, right? Yep. And how many fucking pop-ups of, they randomly found this amount of drugs. Bro, you know how many? We had at least about, like, within this year, and we only in August, bro, maybe about, like, 10. I say about 10.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm saying about.
Bro. That was just weird.
They about to make a movie about a fucking
that shit happens, bro.
Is it cocaine? Not cocaine. Bear, something.
I wouldn't say nothing. I'd walk up the beach with the shit.
Something like that. It's like a cougar or something.
I'd be carrying that shit. I'd be like, I'm going to the beach.
Cocaine cougar.
I call the Uber to the motel.
They making another
movie.
You seen
coke? You already had cocaine, man.
It's like a cougar or panda something like that.
I forgot.
It's a cat, bro. It's a
big one. Gimmicks, nigga. It's like cocaine cat, nigga.
Cocaine
part
cat.
Two.
That's cocaine bit. It's crazy because the cocaine bit part is real, and I'm like, I know about that. I read the article. They said it's based off a true story, but
that was a real story. They cut that bear open and they found like a ridiculous amount in his stomach, and that's it. It really died from just eating it, and it couldn't digest it. It died. But
it went on a rampage.
Yeah, like it went on a rampage. The movie, they dressed it up and shit.
He was a nigga from Crank. He was just staying on Crank.
Cooking all day.
Yo, but gave his ass a joke. and some coke.
Yo, but 70 pounds of coke, though, bro?
That's a lot of work.
Like I said, somebody with the juice. Somebody with the juice.
Set for life.
You got it. I thought I sounded like, what the fuck you mean?
Somebody.
I'm selling that back to whoever lost it.
Double the money.
I cut your fucking head off and mail it back to your mother. You lost 70 pounds on my chin?
Somebody, right now, somebody is on the phone like that.
I'm on the phone with that dude. Like, listen, I'm selling it back to you as if this is 140 pounds.
Yeah, you know how stupid you gonna sound when you try to say that shit?
I don't care.
Yeah, be like, yo, nigga, I got your shit. And I sell it back to you.
Yep.
Nigga be like, oh, isn't this your mother, Dolores? He be like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna leave this shit. Outside, you come get pick it up. Right, them niggas going to know all that shit.
They got somebody working in the
field. Right, they got somebody right now listening to you. Oh, yeah, he's out there. He's around the corner, boss. Like, nigga, yeah.
You think you
popping shit, too. You be on the phone. Yeah, nigga, I got yourself a word. It's you, 123 Main Street, nigga? Yeah. Keep popping your shit. We gonna come right to the house.
Gonna pop up on your ass like,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Surprise!
Yo, I don't know if y'all remember the early days of Facebook when the cartel used to put stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, I remember them
videos where they used to show that, like, this is early Facebook before they just started censoring shit.
Yeah.
The cartel used to put up the videos where they was cutting people's heads off. That's when I knew, oh, them niggas is sick. That's different. I don't want to.
When they was hanging on niggas off the highway and the bridges and
doing
shit.
Bro. And they were looking at the camera too, like, watch them, and you just see light leave the body. I was like, oh, nah.
I'm good over here, bro. Hang a bunch of heads from a fucking sign on a highway, bro.
Look, you touch their drugs. Hey, bro, here you go.
They doing that same shit in Brazil. Them niggas put you in the middle of the jungle and hit you with a
50
cal. That shit loud as fuck.
That 50 cal gonna eat you up, gonna beat you up anyway. That shit going straight through and it's taking off whatever portion of the body that it hit.
Yeah.
That shit going. 50 cal in the middle of the jungle.
Bullet like this big, bro. Bruh,
the movies don't do no justice to what a 50 cal will do to you, son.
50 cal is a disgusting way to die.
That's terrible.
Literally a disgusting way.
Like, imagine you get hit in the shoulder and half your body go missing.
Yo, because your body.
This shit like got a hole in it.
Is the force of the joint. Your body starts caving in before the bullet touches you. So, like, the air around the bullet is already making your chest do this. So, when that shit hits you, you get in a hole, baby. You get a nice donut.
You got a Kamehameha in the middle of your chest.
Vaporize your ass.
Right.
That shit turns you to a visible man.
Yeah. Fuck invisible man. Hollow man.
For real.
Swiss cheese guy.
So, look, if you in Florida and you happen to find any of them butterfly bricks, don't touch that shit. Leave it.
Give it back.
Give it back.
And
don't play about this shit.
I got some butterfly bricks.
Who got the butterfly? I want to say that shit's back. Honorable mention, yo. Shout out DJ Casper, the creator of the Cha Cha Slide.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just like the week before that, I just was saying like how legendary the Cha Cha Slide is, like in like block parties, birthday parties.
I won't say it's better.
Why you gotta do that, man? The man just passed. Come on now.
We gonna talk about it.
I ain't gonna say it's better, but I'll just say it's up there as far as in that category.
Yeah, the Cha-Cha
Slide. I'm saying the Cha-Cha Slide is definitely a song that brings people together.
Yeah, no matter if you play both, people gonna dance.
Three songs you guaranteed to hear at any black function. The Electric Slide, the Cha-Cha Slide, and the Cuba Shuffle.
Before I let go, I was literally at a party last night in the club. That shit came on.
Yeah, that beat is fire, bro.
What?
Nigga, Before I Let Go.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Niggas is blowing hookah doing this shit right here.
That soul.
I was like, little ass kid hearing that shit. The craziest somebody pointed out that I saw, that's a breakup song, bro.
Yes, absolutely.
It sound like one.
But yeah. everybody celebrates to it. It's a celebratory breakup song.
You gotta realize the songs back then, majority of it was either breakup songs, extremely hardcore sex songs, or some heartbroken shit.
It has some. It just depends on how he worded it.
Right.
Me and Mrs. Jones, bro. Come on now. Yeah. My man was a whole side nigga. It was like me and Mrs. Jones.
We got a thing.
That's how niggas tell you back in the day. It'd be real cool. You think it's something nice, it ain't.
Nah, bro, there's a song. There's a song we got on the mix in the shop. I work in the barbershop for those watching, listening. And Shorty sings this line where she's like, she says something like, they told me that you, they told me how you treat your other women, but as long as you treat me nice, I don't care. It's like, some, it's like that's the line.
It's a side.
And I was like, I'm sitting there, I'm cutting them like, she's a whole side chick.
They knew what's up.
She dead ass was like, I know how you treat your other women, shit. Just treat me right. I'm like, wait, you're aware?
Rain on, Rain on Me was about.
I think that's SOS bit.
All right.
You know what
Randall was about? Wait a goddamn minute.
No, that's your bro. They was back then completely with the shits of what was going on. It's just the way they put it in. It was better disguised. You gotta remember, none of these problems that we sing about, we rap about, we talk about, we experience.
That shit new.
So
it's like niggas was gonna make music about it, they just had to do it according to the time.
It was more conservative, so you had to be slick with your shit. Back then it wasn't conservative.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly made Bump and Grind.
That's different. That's not that far back. That's not that far back.
It was raunchy, but it was like some shit, it wasn't like they let it slide. It just happened. It went by.
Listen.
You know, shit was going on. In the 1950s,
you cannot make a song called Wet Ass Pussy.
That's what I'm saying, a long minute ago. What's that? The old chick, the black chick. She was like, sucker cock, fucking snappy, rappy, dug out. I don't know. I remember that shit. But why do you think that got played though? You think that went on the radio? You think that went anywhere?
That was an underground record.
They had dirty records, but you had to buy it in a section labeled Dirty Records. It wasn't, oh, you going to the store and buying the red. You couldn't
like Pound Town. Pound Town is on the radio.
That was never going to make it to the radio back then. That would have never made it. My coochie pink,
my booty hole. What?
That's crazy.
I mean, they gonna bleep it out. They may change some words, but that's going on the radio.
The main chorus of the song, they gonna say Pound Town though, because that Pound Town is not a bad
right. That's the Pound Town.
Kid back in the back in a fucking car seat. Pound Town.
Like this here, and you like,
we ain't going no Pound Town. I'm gonna pound your eyes.
Seventeen times already. I watch everything. I'd be like, hell no. So the only thing growing, she listened to, she found was little Uzi dance shit, and that's about it. She was hitting the hit little joint. She had kid YouTube, that's all she could get, and she went and she got on the phone, I don't know how she got on the phone, and she hit Google, and a YouTube logo popped up, and she hit that, but that's totally different than the kid YouTube. She went on there, she started to see adults, and she started. Now we don't even know that that quick she clicked on the videos and now she like that kid YouTube is dead.
Bruh.
Where the grown shit at?
Dead. And I already know, so I'm like, all right, since she already in, now I gotta, you gotta just put it in a bubble.
Yeah.
You go out little Uzi do a little dance, but that's it. Anything else is shut down. Because you can't, bro. They smart. They not stupid. They watch you, yeah, baby. They
nigga, we was coding
when they try to open that shit up.
Remember MySpace? Nigga, we was coding and we didn't know we was coding.
Yeah, you asked me how to write a fucking
URL HTML. I can't do that shit now. But back then, nigga, I could make my page rain. Okay, I can put a song in that bitch and have it. You couldn't click the song off. It was just there. I knew how to code that shit. You could have a job in the real company. You see what I'm saying? I was had us out here. Niggas was like, hold on. You just got to edit the URL real quick.
AOL had this shit where you set your profile up and you can get paid. They had a counter for your likes, your hits. And you back then, like, this is 25 years ago. Like, I didn't think about this shit. But when you look like, oh, shit, you had your own webpage. They set your shit up because you popular on AOL and you can get hits for you. Put it in your, they tell you, put it in your page and do this and show you how to build your whole shit up and you catch your no mind. I look like, oh, I got 50 views.
Nah,
I got 50 hits. And you got a little counter right there.
I did that as a kid.
AOL. In your profile, it had it. You set the web page up.
Yeah,
profile, like, AOL was way ahead of everything.
Yeah, nah, it was.
But
it was.
When you now, you're like, that could have been paid. But you didn't know. You ain't thinking
that. I think about that back then.
Shout out to Hip Hop, 50 years old, man.
I actually was
I'm saying that. I'm mad I missed that concert, bro.
Oh, yeah, my mother went.
Your mother went?
Yeah, my mother went Friday. Yeah.
Everybody went to that motherfucker.
Yeah. I was like, she was like, yeah, I'm going. I'm like, you're going where? She was like, yeah, the.
That shit was hard, though.
To the Hip Hop 50th concert. Yeah, nah, I heard it.
You brought out Coogee Rap.
Yeah.
Nas brought out Coogee Rap, Wu-Tang Clan, Lil' Kim, Lil' Wayne, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg. Nas and Laura Hill did Our World.
Yep.
Nas brought out Coogee Rap, Run DMC, T.I., Common, Cameron, Slick Rick, Trina,
everybody.
Dougie Fresh did like a 4-minute beatbox.
Yeah, he's different.
I'm mad I missed
like
it.
Like 70 doing that shit.
I'm mad I missed it, bro.
That's crazy.
But that's epic though. They had two celebrations yesterday in Jersey City too.
Yeah, there was one downstairs.
But they honored like some hip hop legends from Jersey City, like Rigor Mortis. Apache.
They probably had some shit. They be having that show over there. They be having KRS-One was. They got mad dudes. They had looking them over there.
When I performed that day at Salsa, they had the Hip Hop Festival. KRS-One and us performing.
They all out there.
Yeah.
Like you said, that Bay out there was he's being a group with it. I sent a picture. I'm like, all the dudes out there got Slick. We're going out there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Right down the street. I walk in front. That's the crowd. And I walk over there. You be seeing all that shit. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Now I know I'm an artist, so I shouldn't be asking. But I'm going to ask you, how do y'all feel about hip-hop over the course of 50 years? Like, how do you feel about it now?
I don't feel, it's not really, it's...
I don't feel
you feel like, you feel like...
Seeing it for the, since I, as long as I've seen it, since what, I can say...
Do you feel like it's in a healthy space?
I can remember Slick Rick from that tape.
It's got. No, it's got.
It's getting. It's. I don't. It's.
It still has its authenticity, but it's bad. Not the same.
I think.
You know?
I think
it's a lot of good art. I think a lot. I can't.
Some guards.
It's good artists, you just don't hear them.
Yeah. Bro, you gotta find them, John.
You gotta find them.
Because most nowadays, these motherfuckers is out here.
You gotta find them. That's what
thing,
it is.
And the thing, I think, four or five words and they going back to y'all.
The thing, I think, now, whatever, majority of the people that was making, like, drill music are trying to get off of that whole wavelength.
They actually trying to spit now.
They trying to actually rap
yeah,
that.
Too, yeah.
So it's just like...
Joe Budden was like, yo, y'all, that drill, that shit, the time is up.
Yeah, no.
Like, y'all know now.
Yeah.
Time after that, because really, it was after the RICO charge with the, what was his name, down in Atlanta, with Gunna. And after that, he was like, yeah, it's a matter of time for this drill shit is clipped, because they're going to be checking all y'all lyrics now. Niggas going to be talking about, I spin the block. Cool. We'll see you in court on Monday. Like, nigga, you think it's gonna last if you keep rapping that shit? So, you know, now, like you said, niggas is trying to rap, trying to change shift lanes.
A lot of them probably already was rappers and turned to drill rappers.
Yeah. That's
how a lot of them start.
Go back. I mean, you can talk hood shit. They was just giving out the whole crime.
Yeah. They were just telling you where they was at, how they did it.
I remember that. Really heard that.
But the crazy part is, did
shit.
They actually do any of what they're saying?
So a lot of them did.
Some of them did.
A lot of the entertainment, though. Because
they wanted to be, they wanted the real rap.
Right.
And
I
ain't nothing like that. Ain't nothing like being that guy in the hood.
I think like that was the thing hood. With
you
hip-hop.
You
can
be the shooter
now.
And
I
the killer.
I think it's, I don't know, I feel like, it's made we made it to 50 years and it's a blessing, but it's like, I think because we were such a revolutionary art form, we never thought about building or like being strict with the structure.
No,
like we just let niggas do what we do, and that was partially because
let
hip hop
come in
because that's
what
hip hop was though. Because niggas said
you can't restrict.
You're not singing. You're not playing an instrument. You motherfuckers aren't making music. So we said, fuck you. We going to do whatever. So now, right, you can't restrict.
You can't say you can't have drill music. The thing is
you know what I'm saying?
It's just that it's gonna have its consequences.
Because now, because what is somebody?
Because gangster rap was the same thing. Gangster rap just was, you told the story.
Exactly.
You didn't really implicate yourself. These dudes just like,
they bro, in the mix.
Right in the mix.
I had a white jacket on.
Right.
And I was strapped out. Pop, pop. And then the whole tape. Oh, she's that white jacket on. This dude, they're going to check in your house. Boom, boom, boom.
And my social security number is.
And then yeah. Like, oh, shit.
And my mama
really,
live right here.
And they're like, oh, shit's really
they,
him.
They saying the nigga they beef with name.
They're like, oh, they got shot.
They give so poppers. Much detail.
They saying a block.
Shout out to Kel.
But I think.
He knocked the nigga head off.
When they shut
out the game.
When they bring it in.
He shut the leg off. Oh, shit.
Boom, 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 boom.
Black. When they doing interviews and bringing them,
we up, ready for it. They telling the story.
They
telling
them
where
the trap house at.
They're filling the blanks
bro.
In.
I think that's
like,
what
yeah, I'm
saying.
Like, yeah, I sold drugs at this house right
police,
here.
Police get stories. What's going on? And when you telling, and they go, wait a minute, look.
Right, because they gonna have the evidence from their investigation.
You to connect that. You telling how he know this? Because we got everybody. We have this right here. How he know? He's dead.
That's why I said it's.
All we gotta do is run to this house. When they went to the house, they kiss the whole outfit, right? The whole outfit right in the closet. The whole outfit.
Right. Same one.
The whole outfit. Then we just saw him eating a sandwich. He spilled something in the shirt. They went out and said, oh, it's staying right in the machine and wash. It's sitting right there. Everything right there. They went in this house. They getting 80 guns. And all the niggas got guns under the pillow. Everybody. Like, that's the code?
Crazy. I think we should have passed down some structure.
It was there, bro. It was there, though.
It might have been, but I think dude, that's the thing. Lost, at some point, bro. There was a disconnect. I couldn't tell you when you
bring the gang activity into it, it changed everything.
Gang culture definitely
did. Gang culture changed everything because it became cool to be in a gang. It became cool. Look how many people trying to be down with Dipset just because they blood. Dude. Look at all of a sudden Nipsey Hussle come out. No, and
everybody
Nipsey been out. Right. Nipsey been out. We been playing Nipsey since 08, 09. Nipsey been out.
Right.
All of a sudden now, he 2 minutes, he take a few pictures, he ain't ready to do it, then drop an album, die. Everybody's on Crip.
Now, you know what's crazy, though? I'm glad you said that, because does that mean some people aren't listening?
Our culture is lost.
No. What I'm saying
value
is,
into that celebrity shit.
I don't think some people are listening, though. Because when you listen
you need to Dipsy, a man around and say, cut that shit off.
When you listen to Dipset, you listen to these people, if you really listen to them, they're not always saying that me being a blood or me being a crip or me being whatever is popping. Most of the time, they're just saying, this is the shit we had to do.
Right.
So
that's all they're telling you.
Right. And I think
they're
some people
you
are
story.
Not listening to that part. No, they're just like, oh, it sounds
it's
cool.
No, no,
and
they,
it's like, nigga, he said he had to do some shit that I don't ever want to do in my life.
But they celebrate it when they want to celebrate it.
Right.
And they talk the other side. But the celebratory is always going to shine over the bad. They talk that shit.
That's
they
true.
Talk that I'm they brag, they boast
there's
about
moments,
it.
Yeah,
but
there's moments.
The sad but no, I
wouldn't
hear that shit.
Then
we
hear the reality.
Nigga, if you listen to DMX, the song A right here, Phenomos is tripping.
Yeah.
Slipping. But that's the least played song anywhere. Everything else is kick up. Mm-hmm. Because that's what people don't want to feel that sad. People don't want to be in those spot. Song, that's what you in the house and you like, you hear it, you're like, well, I want, that's my song, and you playing it,
right.
And you in that vibe, and you can manage it because it's like, I want to hear this.
Right.
Other than you being sad, nobody want to hear it. People from the radio, they playing that shit. Damn it, you kicking up, like, all right, that raw shit. And that's how everything is. People push that shit, they talk both sides of their mouth because it's that's where they rep coming from.
Uh-huh.
The rep is coming from you being what you are.
Right.
Point blank, period.
That's it.
Your rep ain't coming from all that. Oh, now I want to be nice. It's cool, but nah. This what you really are.
Right.
When we start talking that shit, that's what make you smile. That's when you watch.
But you got song like there was a TikTok trend where it's Andre 3000. He's like, y'all don't hear me. Y'all just want to dance. And it's a quote from one of his records. And people like took that quote or like that soundbite and like put it over different songs. Yo, Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pools is about alcoholism.
Yeah.
That shit gets played in the club where they serve alcohol.
He's alcoholic.
You feel
he's
me?
Telling you alcoholic.
Like we.
Long time
that's
wrong.
What I'm saying.
Bro,
sometimes it's niggas
Cold
just
time.
Not listening.
Cold
and also,
Cold
you gotta remember it's a business too. So I will say,
it's pushed.
I gotta eat. So if I gotta make a record. that has dense content, I may have to find a way that y'all niggas want to just bump it.
That's how you put it.
Because Hey Y'all
perception is a motherfucker, bro.
But you gotta remember, I gotta make money. So if I make a song and it sounds sad, you're not gonna want to hear it every day. But if I make a song with the same content, but it sounds
fine, it's not really up to the artist. But I was listening to Outkast on that back then. If you're like, what are you doing the country shit? Before Hey Y'all on that pop, when you listening to it, who said that was gonna be? He just made a song,
right?
His other songs, if you listen, that wasn't when you listen to his version of the album. That really wasn't his best song. It was just like that's what he put.
It was catchy,
but when you listen to what he was saying,
right? Then you'd be like, that's the crazy part. It's the most catchy song, but you're not listening.
I'm making one. He talking crazy. It's like a sex song. But you listen to all this shit like Prototype. Those could have been the lead song, but he has so much heat. Like hell, said, that was the most catchy song.
Sorry, even watch like this.
In the video, marketing right to it. Like,
right.
Y'all don't even know what's going on.
It was commercial.
It was commercial, that's all.
They know that.
Sorry, Miss Jackson was commercial.
But it's how you can market.
I was marketing, that's why.
Yeah, if you listen to Sorry, Miss Jackson, when you listen to it,
you got to sit back with that record.
It's too real. And they know it visually. Some
people are not gonna like this. It's so much of a dope song, but if we're listening to Sorry Miss Jackson, it's a song about a dude that's having issues with his baby mother.
Yeah.
And the whole song
and the mother getting involved.
Right.
It's one of them situations where like the mother is not the best mother.
Right.
Yeah.
And she in the way. But we just like, sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. There's a nigga right now like, Miss Jackson getting on my last one, bro.
That's the talent of it.
Yeah.
To be able to take a real life issue that people are going through
and
turn it into a celebratory song. To the point where, but it's really true though. You can make a song about anything. I can make a song right now and say, I'll slap your mother, I'll slap your father, I'll slap your aunt. And it'll be a hit.
Depending on how you market it,
But I could really be talking about some whole other shit in the song, but then I listen to it. People don't listen to music no more. People listen to vibes, they listen to beats, and they listen to production. People don't listen to music.
No, they don't.
If you listen to music, you will realize a lot of this music that's dominating everything is either negative, sexual, negative and sexual,
Provocative.
This is what gets the people going.
This is what gets the people going.
Not for real.
We're going to play one song with one song.
That's what it is. It's
provocative.
I mean, Meek did come out and just say what he said.
You
about
have to know
they
how to compartmentalize
more, right?
And break it down. You got to know how to go, okay, decipher this shit. This is what this is.
Mm-hmm. Meek just said they pay artists more to do the negative shit.
They do.
So I mean, and I'm
like
not surprised.
Negative movies make the most money.
If you take it back, all of these labels, all of these companies, they're not just like Sony. Don't just do PlayStation, nigga. They do CDs. They do music.
So all of these companies have
like they call it the prison pipeline. They got investments in privatized prisons. So it's like, hey, nigga, if I could make some music that'll make you maybe want to do a crime, that's going to work out my other investment that I'm investing. You know what I'm saying? That's going to work out my other bag. Yeah. So I sell you the shit that got you like, oh yeah, I want to rob, I want
to... It's a double kickback.
Exactly. I'm getting a 2-for-1 off the CD. Mm-hmm. I'm getting you to buy the record, then I'm getting you to turn around and go to the prison for a couple years.
Or put 20 people in there.
They just monetize it on black drama. That's all.
That's the other part. That's the other part.
That's the sad part.
And that's why I was saying, like,
that's the wicked.
That's why I was curious, you know, like, should there be rules in hip hop about how we move forward, or are just people not?
It's crazy because it's
a mixture.
It's
kind
of, it's not.
You
know?
I
don't
know about
parents. They was making rules
in
country
of what
in
they
country
have,
music
about just like anything.
Wait,
making
say that
again?
They was making rules in country music. Remember when Nas X first started
but that? You know, that's because of this.
Yeah,
that's because of the skin.
Yeah.
You know, they
that's what
they
I'm
was
saying.
Mad because we was taking back our shit for a quick second.
So he started doing
right.
All that extra, that's cool, bro.
Yeah. Nah, they don't care. They go with it now. Like, that's what you into? All right, cool. You ain't.
There is one guy though that's taking over a little bit. He's a singer, Breland, a black guy.
I did hear Breland. He's
cooking up in the country world, and he's not the only one. It's like him and maybe 2-3 other black people I've seen. But he's nice. He's taking. Hopefully, he get to really get some shine. Because they was mad when Beyonce performed with the Dixie Chicks. They hated that shit. Yeah, or now the Chicks. They don't call themselves the Dixie Chicks because they know that Confederate flag shit. They said, nah, we ain't with that.
Oh, they changed their name.
Nah,
I ain't about to fuck the money up.
Yeah, they was like, look, we respect the people that gave us the art form. We just the Chicks now. And the crazy part is the country music environment and like creative space, them niggas hated the Dixie Chicks because they took the Dixie off. Yeah. I was like, damn, nigga, we gave y'all a genre and you niggas gonna disrespect us and get mad at niggas for trying to respect us? Yeah. That's crazy.
You know why? Because you know what they stand? They knew what it stood for. That's right.
Exactly.
I always say this. You always gotta go back to the roots of everything.
Right.
The roots of everything let you know where people's mind state is, because somewhere deep down they're still teaching that shit. Even if you don't say, oh no, they're not doing that. Yeah, they're right. Doing it.
Definitely. Nigga, KRS-One, hip-hop, 50th year hip-hop, perfect. KRS-One was like, he was talking about the same thing. You go back to certain things. He was like, why don't you see Klan hoodies and like all that kind of stuff in a museum? It's because it's in somebody's fucking closet. It's not. They haven't abandoned it. It's buried under the bed.
It's not over.
And you know what I'm saying? And they just it's chilling there until motherfuckers get comfy. Or unless they go into their next meeting.
They wear it in their own home.
They still have them shits in Tennessee, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, I did see a TikTok girl where somebody was selling the Klan
all over recently. Jersey.
I thought that was hilarious.
Bro, but when Barack Obama got elected, they was in Texas, they was burning crosses.
They were hanging dummies.
They got letters
Barack
of Obama
and burning.
They got letters
too.
Of Obama writing a chick telling him he be in his mind he be having sex with men, but only in his mind.
What?
That's why he pushed that gay agenda so hard, bro.
Oh,
that shit wicked.
What?
We're going to take a brief intermission.
My nigga just made bail. Tell a good love. We gon' raise hell. We gon' pop off like a fake nail. Take the top off and get. My nigga just made bail. Tell the fucking mayor. He got hate mail. Let's shake theirs and more Shakespeare, please. All these niggas don't care. Prepare for the new shit. That code is the true shit. Nigga, this is loose shit. Nigga, this is my shit. Meaning it's some true shit. Telling you shit by the crew. How we do shit. Who sick? And to my niggas in the 2-6 in the coupe. I'ma kick backs with the pool stick. Oh. It's a hit, yeah, so I can talk my shit, yeah, it's a hit, let's go, look, I ain't perfect, I ain't afraid to show me, too many hamsters in my life when I was trying to mold it, see I was living life for others, but I never folded, I really was deep in stress and just afraid to show it, see I never assessed for myself what I really wanted, until I had a chance at it and started to grab at it. Someone came into my life and I fell into bad habits. Paying a hefty price, I'm losing years of my life. Such a pivotal time where I should have been on my grind for every goal in my mind. But I.
And Chestnut Checkers. We got a special guest for y'all today. My boy Cal. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about his new album, Rebirth and Revelations, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're gonna let him shout it out, you know what I mean, tell y'all where to get that at. We're gonna start from there.
Word, yeah, y'all can get that literally just about everywhere. All your streaming services, your Tidal, your Apple Music, your Spotify. Yeah, it's all there. Check it out. And like I said before, my social media handle on all platforms is Cal Alston Music, CALALSTON Music. That's all one word. DM me. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you like. Even tell me what you think you want to hear more of or what you wish I would have changed. But yeah, let me know.
That's what it's about as an artist, man. That constructive criticism, man. Me as an artist, too. Like, it's what makes us, breaks us, pisses us off sometimes, you know, but it's what keeps us going and, you know what I mean, lets us know that people are listening. And as an artist, in this big sea of artists, that's what you want. For people to let you know that they're listening. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially in this era of the streaming where it's like, if you get 30 seconds of somebody's time, you should feel honored.
That's the truth, though.
If somebody listen to your whole song, like, I feel like, damn, all right, cool. Thank you.
That's
tough.
What's tough, man?
For real. To get an ear. To get an ear and be somebody like, all right. Like, yeah, man. For real.
That's because the music changed, but nah.
You got a lot going on.
I fuck with the project. I feel like
too many options.
It's dope because it's versatile. You know what I mean? There's a few different tracks that are in different lanes. The intro is fire. You know what I mean? The fact you kicked it off with rapping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's a different twist because, you know, for some people that might just not, you know, start listening to you. Like, I listen to your music, so I know you rap and sing.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's a dope thing, you know what I'm saying? To be multi-talented, you know what I mean?
Versatile.
Most versatile, you know what I'm saying? Perfect word for it. Yeah. So, my question for you is, hold on a second. Have you and your dad ever collaborated on a song?
Yeah. A few times.
Yeah?
A few times.
Have you ever put any of them out?
Before that...
I was gonna say,
who are you? You're the son of who?
So my pops is the lead singer of the group The Manhattans.
Right.
He's been doing this now for like 50 something years. He's still, you know, they still touring, still singing now. They got a show in Queens this Thursday. They still working. But so that's my pops, and we've done, I want to say, 2 records together. Okay. One was a gospel record when he put out a gospel album. It was me, him, and my brother. Okay. And then I had him do one because J. Cole sampled The Manhattans, and he sampled like a part where my pops was singing on, what is it, Truly Yours, I think, 1 or 2, the song Kenny Lofton. That's their sample. Remade that, I want to say 2014, something like that, and I remade it and really just hopped on it, put a verse on it, like, thanking Cole for recognizing and all that kind of stuff, and then I just put my pops on the end and let him sing the hook in person. Yeah. Just let you know, like, no, I'm not bullshitting. Right, this is really my pops. I'm not just saying this shit for clout.
Word.
I'll let him sing it, and then but that was the 2 joints we did it in.
That's super dope.
So, who your music influenced? Your father?
It started with him, but I mean, now it's like in the singing world, it's like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Jasmine Sullivan, Usher, Brian McKnight, like just people vocally, like there's a wide group. And of course him. Because
he was that first point of contact, basically.
He cheated. I mean, he cheated. He used to, when I was in the womb, he used to put the headphones on my mom's stomach, so I was hearing it before I even had a chance. He cheated. He totally like cheated the system on that one. But I mean, it's been that, and then I've just grown and watched other people. And really, the other thing that's important for someone in my position is I had to break away from, like, trying to sound like him. And it wasn't intentional, or it wasn't even something I was trying to do, but...
Create your own lane,
and then it's like hearing voices that do different things. Because him, he's a very powerful singer. Like, he doesn't do a lot of runs, but... Ask anybody in Jersey City if they've ever been to church and he's had to sing. You see what I'm saying? It's like the loudest thing you ever gonna hear. And it's not loud bad, it's just, it's a lot of force, it's a lot of power. Okay, that's one way of singing. But then if I listen to maybe a Brian McKnight or a Usher, it's like, oh, they're not with the same force, but they may do runs and they may be more soft. So it was like, oh, there's other things you could do. Right. So as I continue to like listen
to your game.
You add to your game instead of just let me do it like that.
Right.
So that was one of the things that like I had to learn that early, and I'm glad I did.
That's dope.
What inspired the project Rebirth and Revelations?
life, man. it was one, so I took a break. I hadn't made a project since 2014, 2015. I was trying to make a project in between that time frame, and it fell apart. Who I was working with, all that kind of stuff, it fell through. And one of the things, though, that was like an issue was like, I just didn't have anything to say. Right. So it got to a space where I was like, it's important. Like, I saw the movie A Star Is Born with like Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper. Right. And there's a line in there, though, that he said that kind of like scared the shit out of me. And he was like, his character was like, it doesn't, they don't care. He said, as long as you have something to say, you're fine as an artist. But the minute you don't have anything to say, it don't matter no more. And I was like, fuck, like, I ain't got shit to say. Can I still do this? Because, right. Like, if you think about it, if you don't have something to tell people, to relate to people, right. You gonna fizzle out. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. You think about the artist that had one hit, and we remember that one hit, and now we don't hear from them no more.
It's the experience.
Because it's nothing, they don't have nothing else to say. So,
no more appeal.
Right. So when I was sitting there, I was like, damn, I don't got nothing to say. And then I went out, I lived life, I had some experience, and I was like, oh, dated some chicks, went through different heartbreaks, different life lessons, changed my career, one of my careers, changed my like job path. All these things happened, so I was like, oh, there's a bunch of new shit to talk about now. So that's when this project came about, and it was just a mixture of like realizing things that I was letting happen in my own life that I needed to change, and I learned that some of these things were happening while I was in like a situationship with a girl. So like, mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I let this happen here, but this just doesn't apply just to this relationship. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this applies to every other part of my life, how I'll be just letting stuff happen. So I had to it was a rebirth in that moment of like, you can't be that person anymore. Mm-hmm. And the revelation was like, oh shit, all of those things are why you can't be that person anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. I took some time off, had to figure out what to say, and then had some experiences.
That's nice. So what was all the tracks that you made, which one was your favorite that you made?
Burn It Down.
Burn It Down
was the that was the one, cause that happened like that started during the quarantine.
Right.
So we on TV, we at home, we watching TV. You know what we seeing. Every day we marching, every day we outside protesting, yeah, every day yeah. Something going on.
Everything.
So it was just like, oh, word, you know what? Okay. And that's where I started. I started just writing all of that. Right. And I had fun with it because what I liked about it was it was a very honest, raw thing, unfiltered. We didn't have to censor ourselves. We didn't have to do a bunch of like, how can I appeal to like, because a lot of times when you're an artist that even has that kind of content, if you want to reach a broader audience, you have to kind of tiptoe or find a way to say it so that white people are comfortable. This was an opportunity where I didn't have to do that, because because we weren't as a country, I'm not gonna say as a country, but the mass understanding at the time was like, white people's feelings don't matter right now. And not like as human beings, but like your feelings on how race relations are in this moment don't mean shit.
Yeah.
So I don't gotta be like, oh, well, let me make sure you don't. And I don't have to coddle y'all in no way. Y'all see it on TV.
Nah,
all I get to do is, all right, this is how I'm feeling. And that's what it was.
And it's perfect because it's still going on prevalent to this moment.
That's right.
So,
you know what I mean?
That's also at the same time a good, that's good. That was a good track to put out right now. So,
I think
we should play a little bit of it for the people, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Hey man, do that.
Except Burn It Down, right?
Burn It Down.
Play a little bit of that for the people today, so they know.
You get a clear understanding.
What's going on?
The truth.
Where we at?
Vibes.
Do you know where we're going with this?
fuck y'all know. Let's get it. This is why you can't say nigga. This is why how we see America has always different. Land of the free, you figure. Do anything to justify when they pull that trigger. Cause this is why you can't wear plants, or walk like us, or talk like us, and think you black, especially when you forget where you found that at. From the culture to the country, it was made by blacks. Matter of fact, slaved by blacks, paid by blacks, changed by blacks, even maintained by blacks, stained by blacks, paid by blacks. A shame, that's facts, and now you judge us, cause we want our tax. No one's asking for your approval. This is the shackle removal, we heat the boil your noodle, spit with a shock of sumo. We tried to go to peace, right? But
it's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201. Business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything, all everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. GOD. G.O.D. What?
Financial transactions, otherwise it's just acting. And we're cool with recasting for the people steady asking about the black on black clapping. There's a difference when it happens. Black people go to jail for murder. White people go home or get taken for a burger, especially when we're the ones. Black daughter, black son, that's about to fall prey to the burner. So when you stifle our production, it's fit for our consumption. Have a hand in the abduction of our cultural function and profit from our seeds. Uproot family trees just to go ahead and house all your insecurities. Imagine someone trying to argue when you said you can't breathe, when your neck is being crushed by a motherfucking knee. And then they have the nerve to go and preach about peace. But where was the peace as a young lady sleep? As three men creep on down to the teeth to behave like thieves, take her life in the sheets while you complain about a damn mask and say you can't breathe.
Yeah, yeah, go get that Burn It Down, bro.
Nah,
for my boy Cal, man. Go get that.
Get the whole album.
Like go get that album. Rebirth from Revelations, you know what I mean? Cop that, you know what I'm saying? Tune in. Support, subscribe, you know what I'm saying? You got a YouTube channel?
Yeah, yeah, same thing. Cal Austin Music. Same thing. C-A-L-A-L-S-T-O-N.
Platforms, Cal Austin Music, you know what I mean? We got some collabs on the way, you know what I'm saying? It's my barber too, you know what I mean? So when y'all see me, I'll be able to Chris line up, you know what I mean? Cool Bird. Cow cuts, you know
say
what I'm saying?
Say he cut hair in the beginning.
I told y'all I support black business, you know what I'm saying? And I will show and prove, you know what I'm saying? We got Roof Over Destruction.
Word, yeah. No.
Okay.
For you, no. That's Purple Sea Moss and Elderberry, so you know.
Oh shit, perfect. Now I get your. Oh shit. Your boy set.
Let me just put that for the camera for the people.
Word, yeah, show the
Growth Over folks. Destruction. Word. You know what I mean? We got Purple Sea Moss for Elderberry. Word. We got Shabalicious. Yeah. Shabalicious. Hip hop sauce.
Y'all keep that one. I don't need that.
Make it out.
You say you burn a toilet. You make it out. You burn a hole in your toilet. I'm good. Y'all keep that one.
I don't need it.
Y'all need some
sugar.
This shit tastes delicious.
Nah, listen, it's not. I never said it wasn't good. It was amazing on it. I just said because it got it's seasoned. It's that shit seasoned very fuck well. That shit just spicy than a bitch.
Shaba hot sauce. It's delicious. Pepper sauce.
Pepper.
Remember. Pepper sauce. Do remember.
Do remember.
Pepper sauce.
Do remember.
Do remember pepper sauce.
Funny as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Pepper sauce.
Nah, good, yeah, yo.
Like that track, it was hot fire.
Yeah, sure.
Put some Shabalicious on that track. Hot fire.
Shaba.
Put some pepper sauce. Hot pepper sauce.
Hot pepper.
Shabalicious.
Oh,
shit.
Listen, man.
That shit definitely official.
Yeah.
That's
go shit. Get that shit.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't hearing nowhere else, y'all heard it here first on the mother walk times. You know what I'm saying?
Chestnut checkers.
You got anything you want to tell the people, Cal? You know what I mean? Any events you got coming up or anybody they can support you? Or?
Yeah, I got a show on the 26th in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Very so, nice.
Name of the venue?
Damn, let me check the flyer.
If y'all out in the AC area, go support the good brother. Come check out some music, you know what I'm saying? If y'all can't make it out to that, you know what I'm saying? Tap in with him on social platforms, you know what I mean? Support, stream, subscribe, share.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff, all that great stuff. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, what is it? Gardner's Baseline. 800 and New Hampshire Ave, AC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
AC.
I'm about to cry.
Go spend some money on the slots. Come see my boy Cal. Go to Wet Willie's.
Oh, yeah,
go, go to Wet Willie's. We'll get you a call of cab. You know what I'm saying?
Get right.
Get you a call of cab.
Get you some Seymour's. You know what I'm saying? When you come back, so you get back in right shape. You know what I'm saying?
So when you wake up in the morning, you
just skin right.
Get your skin right. You know what I'm saying? You need some gas. Holler at the good folks at Gaslight 3.5.
Word. You got that fire.
If you got some chicken, but it just ain't kicking, holler at the good old people. Shaba. Spicy chicken, but it's just not kicking. Hey, yo, this nigga is hilarious. Shaba. Delicious. Shaba. Spicy chicken. Spicy, man. We want to thank the good brother, Cal. Spicy, man. Of course.
Word. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you coming through, man.
Look out for that interview coming soon. You know what I'm saying? New music coming soon for the brother. You know what I mean? If y'all need them haircuts or whatever else, you know,
tap in.
Good seasons, you serenade and cut your hair.
Hey, yo.
Serenade and cut your hair.
Ladies, if you listen to the podcast, you want to know the way to spoil your man, get him some Henny and a haircut.
Hey, yo.
And then you can take it from there.
Haircut.
Boom.
That's it. Or Deuce in a haircut.
Or Corona's in a haircut. Or just some liquor.
Just throw it back.
In a haircut.
Just throw it back.
He cuts it quick. Just throw it back.
You know what I mean? Do some push-ups so you can hold up. Just to the point. What are we waiting for? I don't need a haircut.
Do some squats.
Just do some push-ups. Get them shoulders up. Get them triceps up.
Get them grandma elbows.
Get ready. Man, it's go time. It's about to be winter. Cover season coming. Y'all better get tryout.
These are tryouts.
Burly chicks. You big burly. Listen.
Hey, man, the big girls need love too.
They do. They got to get ready. I'm trying. Listen, it's that time. It's August. Keep playing. It's going to be October before you know it.
Fact.
Game going to change. Draft coming. Cuffing season shit rare. I'm not in the game like that. I just know the game.
He had to get a jail out of free guy real quick, right? I ain't in the game no more. I'm just coaching. Yeah, I ain't playing no more. I'm on the side.
I'm just giving advice.
I'm just telling niggas.
I just didn't know what was about to happen.
I'm just telling niggas what I would do.
It's gonna be a cold winter.
Right.
It's gonna be a cold winter.
If I did do it, this is how I would have did it, you know.
Or if I was out of the game, I'm gonna say free agent. I'm always asking draft. I'm gonna get a stragglers. That's the best one to get on the team. Because a lot of the team, they just want to be down now. A lot of that. They're going to be on the team. There's going to be a lot of leftovers. A lot.
Y'all play the game?
Akuna Machado.
We love them all, though. We love them all.
Thank y'all for listening to the Guap Tums. Stream, subscribe, share. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our homeboy Holiday Hove. I'm the honorary host for the night, the confident one. Shout out my boy Cal Austin for pulling up. Shout out to all the homies as always. You know, shout out to the listeners and
kick
all
up.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.